Paul is pretty great by society standards. At the beginning of the passage, Paul describes himself as a pure-blooded Hebrew from the tribe of Benjamin. He is a Pharisee, and he follows a law to every T. Paul was not only born with what society saw as good, but he worked for and educated himself so that he could become the best that he could be. Paul says, "For righteousness I obey the law without fault," saying that he was dedicated to being a lawful person, even to the point of persecuting the church. Paul was a pretty good guy with a pretty good life. After describing his attributes and his achievements, not necessarily boastfully, Paul somewhat shifts his tone. Paul begins to describe how he once valued these achievements and his life until he met and began his faith in Jesus Christ. To give some background on Paul, as many of you most likely know, he once went by the name Saul. He was also recognized as a persecutor of the church. Until one day, as described in Acts 9, Jesus revealed himself to Paul and asked him why he was persecuting the church. This event soon led to the conversion of Paul to a follower of Christ and the eventual changing of his name. There are many details in between there, but that's pretty much the gist of it. Paul now, after being converted, sees his previous achievements as worthless compared to what Christ has done. He says, "No achievement is as great as the achievement of knowing Christ and having faith in Christ." As a high school student, especially a junior in high school, life has gotten pretty piled up. I take advanced classes, I'm a part of the Auburn High School show choir, and I am involved in many other clubs. All these things and other activities seem to consume my time. Just in this past week, I was at the high school 3 out of the 5 school days rehearsing for choir auditions. This year has been one of the busiest of my life, and I can assume that all of us can agree that life can get pretty chaotic sometimes. I commonly find myself working hard to study for the next test and then celebrating when I finally get that A I was hoping for, or working hard on Monday nights in preparation for the upcoming weekend when I have a show choir competition, and then singing and yelling, "We are the champions," when we bring home the trophy. Yet I have recently come to notice that I haven't worked as hard on my faith as I have for my genetics test, or that I haven't yelled in praise for Christ as I have for a plastic trophy. Paul describes these worldly goals, if you will, as worthless. And I believe Paul is right. I don't believe Paul is saying we shouldn't strive and work towards our here and now goals, but that we should value what we have achieved in Christ over anything else and see it as more valuable than anything else. I've come to the realization that I can't tell you that all the feelings from every show choir competition have lasted till today. And I can't tell you that the excitement from every A on every genetics test or every math test or any subject for that matter have lasted till today. However, what I can tell you, the feelings that I can tell you have lasted till today, are the feelings from my baptism. I was baptized with Anna, one of my oldest friends, and I can remember the feeling when I emerged from the baptismal pool. And I can remember the feeling of safety and security, knowing that I was beginning my journey with Christ, and knowing that I had a welcoming church family ready to walk with me. I can remember the excitement as everyone came to the front after the service and greeted me and Anna, welcoming us into this great church family. I remember that day clearly. The happiness from winning a show choir competition and the satisfaction from making an A or a B or whatever fits as satisfactory is only temporary. But the joy and satisfaction in knowing Christ will last forever. As Paul states, faith in knowing Christ is more valuable than any other achievement on earth. We can receive everlasting joy from faith in Christ, and this is the greatest achievement we can have. That's pretty awesome. I'd say we're all pretty good people, as defined by today's society. We most likely all follow the laws, and we most likely encourage our peers to do so. We most likely continue to pray day in and day out and come to worship when we can. All good things by today's society standards. But Paul urges us to understand that it is good to be good, but nothing is more valuable than knowing Christ. Garbage and worthless. This is what he calls his achievements. He was a Pharisee, one of the highest members of society, yet he still considers that garbage. The first part of the scripture today that I've discussed urges us to really see what is most important and worth our focus and dedication. And that is our knowing and loving of Jesus Christ. Nothing is more valuable than knowing Jesus. I'd like to finish with this. The song the choir just sang is titled, "The Lord is My Shepherd." The song is a beautiful interpretation of Psalm 23, as most of you probably noticed. And the first line of the song says, "The Lord is my shepherd, nothing shall I want." The psalmist in Psalm 23 goes on to describe God as a nurturing God, saying that we shall not need anything once we follow God. We are content. Paul, in the passage we've read today, claims this is true. He proclaims that when you know and have faith in Christ, you will need nothing else. Everything else that we once sought and worked towards with our utmost diligence is truly worthless compared to the power and achievement of knowing Christ. Paul helps us to understand that to be one with God and one with Christ and to feel the awesome power of the Lord that resurrected Jesus, we must not simply follow the law and be good by society standards, but that we must go about our lives with the understanding that faith and love for Christ is the ultimate goal and is worth our full focus and attention.